On the 20th of October, it was National Down Syndrome Day, a time where we raise awareness and share information about this condition. To talk to us today about this is Val Hoy at the Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital. Welcome to the show, Val, and can you please tell us more about yourself?
Hello, I am Val Hoy. I'm the office manager for Down Syndrome Support Cape. We are at Red Cross Children's Hospital in the outpatients department, and we have been there since 2002. I'm also a mother of a daughter who has Down syndrome, so I decided that I would like to help other parents whose children were also born with Down syndrome.
Can you explain what Down syndrome is and how do people get it?
Down syndrome is a genetic condition. The baby is born with an extra chromosome. So in typical people, there should be 23 pairs of chromosomes. And our babies with Down syndrome have one extra chromosome. So instead of having 46 chromosomes in total, they have 47. And the extra chromosome goes with the 21st chromosome. So that's why Down syndrome is also called trisomy 21. Tri meaning three and somy meaning of the same. So trisomy 21 is the other name for Down syndrome.
What is the importance of Down syndrome Awareness Day, and was Red Cross running any campaigns for it?
Down syndrome awareness is in October every year. And unfortunately, this year, with the COVID-19 and lockdown, we haven't had any awareness campaigns at Red Cross Children's Hospital, but usually we would have a table and speak to people coming past in the public and give out information, but unfortunately this year we haven't been able to do it. But what we've done is that in our local communities, and being socially distancing ourselves, we've tried to speak to people and to give them some information about Down syndrome. Down syndrome awareness is really an important part of our work, and every parent who has a child with Down syndrome needs to find out, firstly for themselves, what it all means, how to help their child, but then they have also got to tell their closest family first and their friends, and they'll find that from there they can go and let others in their community also know that this doesn't mean that there's anything really bad about their child. It's something that the child has and will need a little bit of help in growing and learning, but there's nothing that they need to be scared of or worried about too much.
My brother has Down syndromes, and oftentimes when we go out, people will tease him and they'll make fun of him or they'll look at him very strangely, and then we can't calm him down. How do we calm him down? What can we do to calm down in situations like that?
Everybody at some stage in our lives, we get teased, but we know how to handle it because we have a good self-esteem. So if we teach our people with Down syndrome to have a good self-esteem and a self-image, they'll be able to handle being teased because they'll know the truth is that they're not the people that that others see. They have a good self-image of what they're able to do and what they're capable of.
What would you say to those people who tease Down syndrome children?
It can be very difficult and upsetting when somebody teases your child or family member with Down syndrome. It's because they lack information and they lack understanding. And so that's why Down syndrome awareness is so important. But I think that the best way is to actually go and speak to the person calmly and to ask them if they've ever met somebody with Down syndrome yet, and would they like to meet this person with Down syndrome and to find out what they can do and how they are. I think that might help. And also to explain to your brother that the reason why they do that is because they don't know how lovely he is, how wonderful he is, what a great guy he is. So always try and build up the person who's been teased, and also keep calm so that they will follow your example and also keep calm when that happens.
Would someone with Down syndrome be allowed to study further and get a job?
Adults with Down syndrome are able to learn skills, and there were some organizations before lockdown who would help with teaching skills and also help with looking for opportunities for employment. So that definitely is a possibility.
Do you have any words of encouragement for children in the hospital?
I would like to wish all the children in the hospital a speedy recovery, and that you'll hope you'll feel better soon, and that you'll all be as right as rain, and take care of yourselves.
Is there anything else you want to say?
If you would like to contact us, please use our email address. It's downscape@gmail.com, or our my cell phone number 082-4246-339. Since the lockdown, we've had to stop the toy library at the Red Cross Hospital, but we are still in contact with our parents through WhatsApp, and we have parent support groups on Zoom. Please feel free to contact us. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Val, for doing this interview with me, and have a blessed, awesome day. Thank you very much.